It was probably only a few seconds that they rode the tunnel, but it felt like an eternity. Finally, the three friends found themselves deposited in a dusty heap. The hole above them closed over, leaving them in near darkness.
The rabbit scampered off down the tunnel, and the three friends gathered their resolve and followed, until finally they stumbled into a much larger cavern, a valley of green meadows in the bottom of a massive canyon. In the middle of the meadow was a massive structure surrounded by a low stone wall, like a medieval fortress. It would have been quite beautiful, I think, on almost any other occasion. But today, it was quite alarming. The elegant building was engulfed in flames.
Hi, we're glad you're here. Welcome to another exciting episode of The Scribbler Story.
If you had asked her yesterday if rabbits wear robes, Chloe would certainly have said no. Today, she wasn't so sure. It was just a regular Tuesday, the unremarkable kind of day where you might expect to take out the recycling, or do a crossword, or pick up some milk when it runs out. Except, when Chloe woke up, she felt like it was different somehow. She felt it in her bones.
Okay, Mom, I'm heading to the clubhouse. I'll see you later.
Chloe, don't forget your water bottle.
Yep, I got it right here.
What about your hat? It's important to keep the sun off that head of yours.
It was a hat with ears that made her look like a panda bear. Pandas were Chloe's favorite animal, but hats were her least favorite article of clothing.
Whoops, I forgot.
That's okay. I just care about that noggin of yours. And hey, come here. Let me put some sunscreen on your ears and nose.
Fine, but we're just going to the clubhouse.
You are just going to be prepared, little missy. It's a heat wave. The highest temperatures in 3 decades.
3 decades equals 30 years? Holy cow! That's an eternity!
Certainly feels like it. All right, well, tell Jasper and Mitchell I say hello.
Okay.
And hey, do you want to bring a sweater?
You just said it's a heat wave.
Ah, but you never know. Weather can be unpredictable, after all.
I'll be fine. Bye!
And with that, she headed out the door. She immediately took off her hat, stuffed it in her back pocket, and shook out her long hair. The hot air was full of the scents of summer, and she breathed them all in. The lavender in the garden, the woody vanilla smell drifting over from the ponderosa pines that were dotted around the surrounding hills, and the occasional gust of salty air from the ocean way down the hill. She took a quick left into dense shrubs and tightly packed birch. To anyone else, it would have looked like an impassable thicket. But she had been exploring here since she was a little girl, and she knew the deer trails and shortcuts better than anyone else, even better than Jasper and Mitchell, who were arriving later that day. She couldn't wait to see them again. She knew they would come to the clubhouse first before anything else, but she wanted to have a bit of alone time before they arrived. Every summer, Chloe and her family visit the island. This year, it seemed hotter than usual, and yet, somehow, the water level was higher, and the trees were exploding with new growth, and even the flower blossoms seemed rounder and brighter than usual. So she ran through the trees, letting stray branches tug at her t-shirt and the occasional leaf get trapped in her hair. She loved the wind and the woods. It was wild, yet familiar. And yet, she couldn't shake the feeling that this year was different. As Chloe climbed the rope ladder up into the clubhouse, she wondered if the twins had arrived yet. Last year, Jasper and Mitchell Thompson had moved from Los Angeles and knew pretty much nothing about Canada. They were twins and always competing with each other. They were silly and sometimes they argued, but she soon grew to love their quirky enthusiasm and they became fast friends. She remembered how initially she felt like no one else should know about this special place. She was the queen of the clubhouse, and it was her domain. Once she felt confident that they could be trusted, though, she invited them to the clubhouse, and they had been adventuring together ever since. The sun rose just to the point where it could pass through the branches surrounding the clubhouse, and a sunbeam streamed in through the window, and she felt the warmth on her shoulder. She turned to look in that direction, feeling the warmth on her cheeks as it cascaded through the treetops at a morning angle. Diffused in her eyelashes, the light spun this way and that. Chloe heard a branch snap, and her eyes opened, and she sat up suddenly.
Oh no! Did I fall asleep? Oh, I must have fallen asleep. How long has it been?
Her stomach rumbled, which made her think that it might be close to lunchtime. She peeked out the window. The sun was now high in the sky. Strange, she expected the boys to have been here a long time ago. She looked outside. Everything was eerily calm. Then just as she was about to turn around to descend the rope ladder and head home, something caught her attention. A blip of white in the corner of her eye against the backdrop of green. She turned to see a small animal coming around the bend. It was a rabbit walking on its hind legs, wearing a rough brown robe tied with a string. A monk's habit. In its two front paws was clutched a leather-bound book, not large, but very old, with a faded cover with tattered edges. She stared in disbelief as the rabbit toddled over to the edge of the clearing and disappeared among the branches. Chloe gasped, realizing that she had been holding her breath. Her heart pounding, she raced down the ladder and ran to where it had gone. She looked this way and that, but the figure was gone.
I have to find the boys and tell them. They're never going to believe this.
Chloe was barely through the door of the Thompson cabin before she was shouting.
Jasper! Mitchell! Hello!
Chloe, we're in the kitchen.
Of course they were in the kitchen, she thought. They may be very different in many ways, but one of the things they shared was that they loved to eat. She strode quickly through the house and turned the corner. Jasper stood at the kitchen counter, liberally applying mayonnaise to many slices of bread, which were balanced precariously along the counter. Mitchell sat at the kitchen table, carefully measuring out trail mix with a measuring cup. He preferred to do things in a precise way, in contrast to the flurry of activity that was his brother Jasper. The boys looked alike, but were so very different from each other, almost opposites at times. If you've met twins before, you probably understand this. Mitchell wanted to know everything there was to know before making a decision. Jasper never planned, just jumped in feet first. Jasper was 5 minutes younger than his brother, but he was an inch taller. The significance of this was a hotly debated subject in their home.
Where have you been, guys? I was waiting at the clubhouse.
Horcrore!
Salutations, Chloe.
We come straight over, but we have some chores.
What?
We wanted to come straight there, but we had to do some chores.
Oh.
Mama, if we sweep the garage and wash all the windows.
What?
Mom made us sweep the garage and wash all the windows.
How do you know what he's saying?
I've been dealing with this my whole life.
Oh. We wanted to come straight over, Chloe. You know that. Just making sandwiches. Looks like you're eating the sandwiches. One for now, one for later, of course.
Jasper turned toward his friend as he smiled widely, and without looking, continued to slather mustard on top of some sliced meat. An array of toppings and condiment bottles scattered across the countertop. There was a yellow smudge on one cheek. He licked a dollop off the spoon and then brandished the spoon in her direction. Chloe crossed her arms and sighed.
Oh, please. And you've got mustard on your face. I'm saving it for later.
There. Now we just need the perfect diagonal.
All right, well, here. I've got a protractor in my bag.
Excellent.
Chloe and Jasper stared intently as Mitchell lined up the bread with the right angle and carefully made the cut.
But this seems like a lot of work for just a sandwich.
Chloe, you simply cannot rush perfection.
All right, whatever you say.
Chloe, this is no ordinary sandwich. Feast your eyes on the perfect sandwich.
Well, I guess I'll be the judge of that.
With a lightning quick motion, she snatched the sandwich right from her friend's hand. Jasper and Mitchell looked on, speechless, eyes wide in shock. After a few seconds of thoughtful chewing, she swallowed, wiped her face with her sleeve.
You're right. It's perfect.
We missed you tons, Chloe.
Maybe even 2 tons.
I missed you guys too, and I want to hear all about your year at school. But right now, we have more important things to focus on. Something strange happened when I visited the clubhouse.
Ooh, a mystery. Do tell.
It's gonna sound crazy.
So, the usual then?
Haha. Look, we've seen animals in the woods here before, right?
Duh, it's nature. There's all kinds of critters out here.
Okay, but have you ever seen one wearing a robe?
What?
And holding a big old book?
How intriguing.
Very funny, Chloe.
No, I'm serious. This morning, when I was waiting for you, I saw a rabbit wearing a little robe and holding a book. I promise.
Pinky swear?
Pinky swear.
1,000 times infinity?
Pinky swear promise, 1,000 times infinity, to the moon and back.
Wow. Well, let's check it out.
I guess we could.
This could be our first real adventure this summer.
The boys grabbed their packs and started for the door.
Aren't you forgetting something? What about the sandwiches?
Those can wait. This could be an incredible scientific discovery.
Speak for yourself, Mitchie.
Jasper ran back for the sandwiches, stuffing 4 into his backpack and 1 into his mouth.
Ready?
They made a beeline for the clubhouse, Chloe leading the way, Mitchell behind her, occasionally looking down to step around muddy patches, and Jasper alongside, jumping on every rock and walking along every fallen tree trunk.
Well, that's it for this week. To all you scribblers at home, we want to say thanks for listening, and we can't wait to see you again soon for another episode of The Scribbler Story. Please remember to subscribe and share widely with your friends. Till then! ¶¶